Thank you and welcome back. Arlen Suderman of StoneX, always insightful when it comes to commodity markets.
We've got a StoneX commodity index, which tracks a basket of commodities, and we also have subtractors for each sector of commodities. But if we look at the broad picture of commodities, the correlation, anything statistically above 0.7 is considered strong. The correlation between the five-year break-even inflation rate and what the market thinks inflation is going to be doing in the years ahead is 0.87. That's a very strong correlation over the last 10 years. And so when we see the market environment think inflation's going up, they generally want to be long the commodities, not short. And they're short right now. And so they're starting to flip that position over. Now, if an individual commodity just has a really bearish, they'll stay short. Or when they're the opposite is true as well. But we're starting to see that transition now. So it elevates the level at which the market manages supply and demand. Doesn't mean you get a bull market. You can still have a bear market condition, but it'll still manage it at a higher price level than it otherwise would. The grain and oil seeds has been the weak link going lower against the tide until this last week. And then they started turning, reluctantly coming with the rest of it. And wheat was really kind of the leader of that. Now, history does not mean that that's the way things have to happen in the future, but the correlation has been just amazingly strong. And when you look at the correlation between the commodities and the CPI, even though there's a lot of other things that go into the consumer price index, that correlation is like 0.89 or so. It's even stronger. La Niñas tend to increase our risks of drought in the Midwest. And they also tend to increase the risks of drought in Argentina in the following growing season, in southern Brazil, and sometimes even into other parts of Brazil. So that's why farmers always kind of want to know about that. The models seem to be in agreement that we're moving to La Niña. The question is, how fast will that happen? When will the timing be relative to our growing season? And then how intense will it be? And several of the models were very aggressive a couple of months ago, even a month ago, at moving us very rapidly to a moderate to strong La Niña by July, which would really increase our odds of being in a hot, dry period in the Midwest by that reproductive time for corn and soybeans. Those models have backed off. They're still calling for a weak La Niña by then, and they may change again. They may flip. But the current trend is that they're backing off. They're still calling for the move, but they're slowing it, pushing it into the fall, which makes it more of a South American event. The first one everyone thinks of is because they're mad at us, and frankly, they are. I mean, tensions, I think, between the United States and the Communist Party of China are probably at an all-time high, despite what the politicians saying about them easing. I think they're at an all-time high. They have stated that they want to be the number one economy and number one military in the world. I remember when we were kids, we'd play King of the Hill and try to push each other off the hill. You don't win that game by helping the other one back up. And so they would rather not be sending us their money. They will buy from us what they need, but they're moving toward trying to be independent of us by improving their seed technology and developing other market sources. And the BRICS coalition has some of those sources, especially in Brazil with corn and soybeans and Russia with wheat. And so they're rapidly building that so they can be dependent upon who they consider friends. The other part of it is price. Their buyers, as we talk to them, are very price sensitive, always have been. And when Brazil soybeans are $1.50 a bushel cheaper or $1 a bushel cheaper, landed at the port in China, where do you think they're going to buy? And because of currency exchange rates, that's the case.
Arlen Suderman of StoneX appearing on PBS's Market to Market program over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking one more break.